What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Your Cleveland Guardians are 5.5 games back in the Central Division. They've lost 4 in a row. What DEFCON are you at right now?
Well, is it true that in a matter of moments, Matt Derry is going to come on scorched earth?
We might.
Napalming the entire building, I think, was the text that I got.
Going Caleb Williams on Chicago style.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't always go well for everybody. Well, let's bring in Matt Derry. One half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast at Derry Speaks on Twitter. It's a free Odyssey podcast. Subscribe now on the free Odyssey app. We listened to it, even though I didn't listen to it yesterday. So I'm sorry about that, Matt. I usually listen to it on Monday morning. I'm sorry. Good morning,
Anthony. I'm not going scorched earth. Come on.
Put out the fire already.
Oh my, Matt. Oh goodness.
It get hot here? Is it just me?
Guys, it's May 19th. Was I upset yesterday? Of course. Get swept by the Reds? I mean, Tito basically bent this over. I mean, what
did he do? Whoa, it's a family show.
Hey.
You know, I told all these kids at the marathon and their mothers, listen to the show tomorrow. We do a family-friendly show.
He dog walked us, if you want to say it that way, okay?
If I see one more post on social media from Anthony from the marathon, oh my gosh, this guy's like Mr. He's Mr. Marathon.
Those
Mr.
posts
marathon.
Were great. The one woman who had that very strongly sexual innuendoed sign. That's some good stuff. That's good solid sexual stuff.
She stood around for a long time and cheered random strangers.
She did. Yeah, she did.
Like, was that sign more of an advertisement?
Oh, man.
Should have asked her.
That's the question.
Should have asked her.
That whole crew with the signs.
Get her on the show.
Look like fun. Look like fun.
Yeah. If you're open for business, yeah. I mean, hell, I'll set you up. I don't care.
Fellas, not a good weekend. I mean, just you can't get swept by the Reds. You can't kick the ball around the yard like they were. I mean, drop pop-ups.
Yep.
Errant throws. Missed cutoff, man. There was a play. I think Friday night, Kwan was under a fly ball. Just didn't see it. And Nolan Jones had to run over and get it. I mean, you could just tell they were not on their A game. And look, already they're a little bit stunted when you're talking about the offense just not growing because you don't have Lane Thomas, you don't have David Fry. But I'm thinking about, all right, in a couple of weeks, could we be seeing no more Jones, no more Noel, and no more Brennan? And you take those three out and you insert Lane Thomas, David Fry, and maybe C.J. Kafis. That would be a better offense than what they currently have constructed.
Did you text Lima about C.J. Kafis? Because Lima's like, I'm Mr. Basketball. I've been watching all the basketball. And all of a sudden, he's mentioning C.J. Kafis. I go, did Matt text him?
No, I didn't. Kudos to Anthony. He
what are
did
you
that
doing?
On his own.
What are you reading?
You know, I'm on a few text threads, and my buddies actually go to these games. So they've been on Kafis like crazy. They've been paying attention to his numbers.
I know that these guys are coming back, but I do put a big white spotlight on this week here, Tone, or Matt, because, sorry, I'm so used to talking to Tone. You know, these are divisional games, not playing great baseball right now. The starting rotation, I think my trust and confidence in them is as shaken as it's been in the last decade plus. This could be a tough week for us, because I tell you what, if you go out there and you boot it around still, you got the Dodgers waiting on you when you come home. Like, this is, boy, we will know by Memorial Day. We may very well know by Memorial Day.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting three with the Twins, you're getting four with Detroit. The Tigers just don't seem to lose. They are tops in all the categories. I mean, their team ERA and their starting pitching is elite with Scooble and Flaherty and that group, Job. And then their offense is top five. And then, like you said, with the Twins, I mean, they finally lost yesterday, but that's 13 out of 14 wins. Good news, I guess, and I'm glad the guys are okay, and Correa and Buxton, but they collided the other day, and both are out probably for this series with concussions. So that's kind of a break for the Guardians, not having to face Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton, but the Twins are feeling good about themselves right now. And they're starting pitching, like you said, Kenny, is better than Cleveland's. The rotation actually hasn't been bad lately. Ortiz pitched well yesterday. Logan Allen was good in his last start. Bybee was fighting it Friday night, but did all right and kept him the game. But when you score six runs the entire weekend, and the pitching holds, Ellie De La Cruz, the Reds' best player, to one hit in three games, you figure, all right, we took two out of three. We took one out of three. You take zero out of three. That's a concern. So, the rotation's not what it was, and I think it'll obviously be bolstered when Bieber's back and if Lively's healthy comes back. But, man, the offense just has not done enough lately.
Well, I know that Tanner kind of kept him around, but, see, this is where I have to disagree with you on this. I think that we're trying to put some smiles on guys because they're younger, and we know that if they're not going to develop, that we're going to have big problems here, because I know he kept him around. I know he went six. But when you're giving up a four-run second inning, you're putting your team in a hell of a hole. And I know, no. Boots, I understand this. But damn it, this is not fun, Matt.
No, you're right. I mean, he's the ace of the staff and has to be better than what his ERA is. Gavin Williams, the same thing. Was supposed to be a two or a three that really was, with a couple of good wipeout pitches, was going to be missing a lot of bats, and his ERA is high. Luis Ortiz, I think, pitched well yesterday.
He
but
did.
Again, like you said, the mistakes that are being made – I mean, I can't remember a time where I was more down, at least for the weekend, on like Stephen Vogt and Carl Willis. To let Will Benson hit four straight breaking balls in the same spot for home runs, and Cadillac around the bases, and Pose at home plate, you can't. I'm not saying he should have been drilled in his next at bat, but I would have thrown a fastball up and in. Like, he was sitting there, he knew what was coming, and that's unlike the Guardians to be allowing that to happen. And even Tom Hamilton on the broadcast is saying, they've thrown him breaking balls in their half on all four of his home runs. Well, that's preparation, and those are mistakes that this organization usually does not make.
Is Corey Kluber making matters worse? 216-474-00.
Boy.
I'm joking. It's a joke.
Matt, I want to know, because early in the show I tried to calm Kenny a little bit about the level of urgency, saying, hey, you know, Lane Thomas, and, you know, we're getting guys back that I think we think can make this lineup look a little more normal. Am I too optimistic, or is that something that we have to do?
No, I think you can be, because look, Lane Thomas didn't get off to a great start and then injured the wrist, but Lane Thomas is a massive upgrade if he's playing every day in right field than what they currently have constructed out there. I mean, the John Kenzie, Noel, Nolan Jones platoon has been a dumpster fire, and neither guy's hitting, neither guy's great in the field. And they've given these guys pretty long leashes now. I mean, we're going to June 1, so we're closing in on 2 months. And, yes, it's still a small sample size. I mean, Gabriel Arias looks really, really good, although he had a bad weekend, but he's a guy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Guy that I think is a keeper. They're not as good defensively without Jimenez. I know Schneeman has been hitting more than Andres has at second base, so you keep him out there. But when you're getting no offense from the catching position, no offense from right field, very inconsistent stuff from Santana to start there at first base, those are power positions. Maybe not catcher, but you got to get some sort of power from right field and first base, and it's not happening. So I think getting Lane Thomas back, getting David Fry back, who I think is closer than people think, will be huge because he was a big bat last year. And that lengthens the lineup a little bit. But, you know, Kwan had an off weekend for Steven Kwan. And that costs you. Jose's trying to do too much right now. Can't score 6 runs in a weekend series in Cincinnati when now you're facing Minnesota and Detroit coming, whose pitching's been unbelievable.
We got Matt Dario joining us here on the Dario Brothers Guardians cast. So, all right. So, no freaking out, no nothing. I understand that. When is the time that you're feeling confident again about this team?
Well, I want to see what they do this week. I mean, they've always been resilient and bounced back under Steven Vogt. Heck, they were doing it under Tito. I still like the toughness and grit of the group, and I think that they've got winning players on this team. But we're going to find out a lot this week because, like we said, I mean, Minnesota's been playing well and have lapped the Guardians in the second place. But the Twins have some flaws. They're not unbeatable. Going to Minnesota and take 2 out of 3, you know? I mean, that's the biggest thing is this series ahead of them and then going to Detroit. If you can split there, then you're feeling better about yourselves. I mean, just last week, they won the first 2 against Milwaukee, who's not a bad team. And we're going, all right, you know, another series win. Beat the Brewers 2 out of 3. But then this weekend just highlighted a lot of the deficiencies, especially offensively. I mean, 2 for 16 with runners in scoring position yesterday was just pitiful. And you blow the bases in the first inning and don't score. You got to put the ball in play. Noel swinging through pitches and there's just certain guys here, unfortunately, that aren't getting it done, and I think reinforcements are coming, and that's a good thing.
Matt Dario with us right now on the hotline, Dario Brothers, Guardians cast, absolutely fantastic perspective. I keep thinking about last year's team, the incredible start, and the opportunities that they absolutely had come postseason, and obviously it's a different team. It's a different team from last year. We always kind of expected that the relief pitching, there was going to be some regression there. What are the differences that you see? You mentioned defense earlier as well. What are the differences you see right now from last year's squad and this year's?
Well, yeah, I mean, you just hit the nail on the head, Anthony. I mean, the bullpen is just not what it was. It's almost impossible. There's no way that you could have had 2024's bullpen in 2025. No chance. I'm not saying not the same guys because it's mostly the same arms, but there was no way Class A was going to be as unhittable as he was last year. Cade Smith, Hunter Gaddis, Tim Herron, those guys are all good. Don't get me wrong. They're not bad pitchers all of a sudden, but there was going to be some regression, and you had to deal with that and figure, all right, we may have to win a game 7-6 if the Penn doesn't hold up one night, not 3-1 like they did a year ago. And so that's why I think the offense is vital. I mean, they're bottom 5 in batting average, bottom 10 in batting average, bottom 10 in OPS, bottom 10 in runs scored. They've got to score more because there's going to be some nights that the Penn just is more leaky than a year ago. It's how baseball goes. So that's the biggest difference I see. You mentioned the defense. I'm fine with Jimenez not being here. I know there were some people very upset about it. I know he was an elite defender and maybe made everybody better up the middle. I have seen shakier defense from everybody. I mean, Jose Ramirez has 7 errors. I don't think that's because Andres is gone. I just think they're not as focused or not playing as sharp. Yet we sit here and talk about all these flaws, bullpen not being as good, defense not being as good, bottom 10 offense, and yet they're right there. They're right there. If the season ended today, I know, Anthony, you love that. Ken, you love that. But if the season did end today, they would be a wild card team. I mean, they've won some games. It's a credit to Vogt and the coaching staff, but they got to start playing better.
If you were to compare this team to a NFL franchise, who would you compare the Cleveland Guardians to?
What kind of question is that?
It's a question that I want to set up. It's a question that I want to set up for another topic for another day this week.
Okay. If I had to compare the Guardians to an NFL franchise?
I'm getting killed for this. Get murdered right here in this studio.
Eagles? The Eagles?
Why the Eagles?
Doesn't Philly always
Damn
make
it, Matt. This sucks. Go ahead and say the team you compared him to, Tone.
Did I compared him to a team? I don't even remember this.
You texted the thing, Tone. You texted it. Did he or did he not?
Houston
Texans?
Bolsheviks. Yes, he did text.
What did I say?
You guys talk. I'm going to find the text.
If you were to compare him to an NHL franchise, where are we at right now? I'm thinking Tampa Bay.
No, Tampa Bay's won the cup recently. I would say Toronto.
Philly won the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, Philly won the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah,
Matt, congratulations on making the About Last Night open. I want to tell
where
you
did
that
he
for sure.
Oh, this is going to be fun,
where
too.
Did
maybe,
he texted maybe, it? I know
he also
said,
made the end of the show.
Maybe
show
end of the show.
I wrote it down. Oh, my God, I hate you.
Matt, are you tracking Josh Naylor?
You said that they were the Steelers, Tone.
I'm actually not tracking Josh Naylor lately. What's the latest?
Well, no, I always wonder because he was Ken's most entertaining player ever last year, and now he's gone.
Now Angel Martinez is.
I don't really hear Kenny talking too much about Josh Naylor.
Because I'm not watching the effing Toronto Blue Jays
or
Arizona Diamondbacks.
But typically it's a thing, especially Clevelanders do. They start, you know, having the remorse about guys that are out the door.
Well, the fact that we've gotten just poleaxed by Will Benson, Alex Call, Ahmed Rosario, Jake Bowers. I mean, it's if you believe in jinxes, man, you're watching that yesterday. When Benson hit that second homer, it's like, geez, like, what did we do to deserve this? You know, I mean, Will Benson, the Guardians gave up on him, and he was in the minors 2 weeks ago. Guy hit 4 homers this weekend. Oh, man.
By the way, Naylor only has 5 home runs in 46 games this year.
Yeah, and Kyle Manzardo has 10. I mean, Kyle Manzardo's been phenomenal. He's been everything they've asked him to be, but he can't do it all himself.
Lima had said, Matt, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
All right, love you guys.
Thank you. I didn't realize we were up against it. You compared them to the Steelers.
Was it? Sometimes I forget things that I said or do over the weekend. Was it because there's been almost, I don't know if malaise is the right term, because in Pittsburgh there's definitely malaise with their team. They're good every year, but just being good, nobody cares anymore. And is that the Guardians have made the playoffs so many times that that's just not good enough for fans?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just disappointed now in the whole thing. The question, the answer,
just everything.
You setting me up for it later at last week is just...
Well, now we got a great clip out of it.
Now we got a great clip. So at least we got something out of that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.